Tweet at Late Debate RTE.
Hello again. Well, it's been 3 years today since the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in Ireland. And today, the Taoiseach told the Dáil there'd be a full public inquiry into the state's handling of the pandemic. Gabby, this was a more substantial commitment maybe than we've had heretofore.
I think government has been clear that we are going to have an inquiry. What we don't know is what that inquiry will look like. Taoiseach Micheál Martin, when he was Taoiseach, I think actually speaking around this time last year, he said he was asked, do you want to see, for example, Tony Holohan or maybe even Paul Reid brought before the witness box? And he said no. You know, he doesn't want to see finger pointing. And that's very much so what Leo Varadkar was saying as well. Shouldn't be about pointing fingers. You know, it's more about, I suppose, this idea of learning lessons and to prepare for a future pandemic, if we are to have one, God forbid, that we actually know what to do next time around, instead of hauling in medical professionals or hauling in effort and saying, you did this wrong, you did this wrong. And I think, interestingly, now we are seeing former members of NPHET who were on NPHET, who were responsible for making some of the decisions that NPHET made, coming out and saying, actually, some of those decisions were wrong. We shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have closed schools. And, you know, that's really an admission, I think. And I think it's an important admission that there were some decisions that were made that were wrong. And actually, at the time of really harsh COVID restrictions, I mean, if you recall, and if your listeners can recall, there was very little opposition, even from opposition politicians, to the recommendations that NPHET were making. I think Sinn Féin's line on it was, we'll follow whatever the public health advice is. And now the public health advice is saying, actually, our advice is wrong. Of course, you are saying that with the benefit of hindsight. And that's what I think the government is trying to get at. If we have an inquiry with the benefit of hindsight, we know what not to do the next
time. Patrick, this is a particular issue for you. We'll get to some of the numbers you got from the HSE later. But on this, you've called for accountability. What does accountability look like? Are you talking about rolling heads here?
Well, so for example, there was, let's say, nursing homes where staff were left on their own. Two staff, I'm thinking of Galway, two staff left on their own for 48 hours, could not gain access to any staff support whatsoever. And yet there was a Be On Call for Ireland programme which 70,000 people signed up to. So I do think that people should be accountable in relation to not matching resource to where the need was. We had nursing homes that were going on Facebook looking for help. We had nursing homes ringing the relatives of residents looking for them to help. And yet we had the HSC responding weeks later to ministers saying actually there was no problem with regards staffing, that everything was fine. That Phelim Quinn from
Hickwa
was writing letters to Paul Reid and wasn't getting responses for 4 or 5 weeks. Mary Butler, a minister, did the same thing. We had the HSC intervening, intercepting staff and PPE from nursing homes around the country. There were a large number.
Would you accept, though, that when a recruitment campaign is run at a time of tight resources, and that was at a time of extremely tight resources and a crisis, that you were going to have a situation whereby the HSE would be recruiting from nursing homes, and that's partly as a result of that?
Listen, there were people coming home from Australia and Canada to sign up in relation to the Be On Call for Ireland. Only 10% of the people who signed up to that were ever contacted.
Right.
400 people out of 72,000 people were recruited.
The model of inquiry that you would like to see, because you've been pretty consistent in calling for this, are you looking for a tribunal? Are you looking for a commission of inquiry? Because it would surely have to be done fairly rapidly so that its findings were in place in preparation for potentially the next pandemic.
Yeah, we want a full commission of investigation in relation to this. We want it to be in public. I think when we look at the figures, 3,500 people.
Do you accept that would take longer?
A
lot longer.
Personally, I'm of the view that the whole commission of investigation system has to be completely reformed so that
before you have this COVID inquiry.
No, but unfortunately it is the best system that we have at the moment. It is without doubt the best system that they have at the moment.
So hauling Tony Holohan into the witness box, Paul Reid getting them to answer questions.
Listen, we had nursing homes that closed their doors to visitors for a number of weeks, and Tony Holohan turned around and said, no, don't close your doors. Let the visitors come in and circulate around the nursing homes. We had 10,000 people moved purposefully from hospitals into nursing homes without being tested. They were seeding the illness.
Okay, so just finally, briefly, what does accountability look like then, in your estimation?
Well, accountability looks like where people made the wrong decisions, that it's very clearly stated that these decisions were incorrect and they shouldn't have been made. And if it's shown that they were made in a reckless fashion, well, then those people are moved out of their roles.
All right, Cathal Crowe, what kind of a model of inquiry do you want to see held into this?
I think the Taoiseach, look, from the get-go, and it is an interesting point of discussion, but the Taoiseach's very up for this as well, and government are. This was science-led from the get-go. WHO, NPHET, and science changes. But Ireland was largely congratulated for their position, and it's thanks to our frontline workers. It's thanks to the flexibility, agility of the country to adapt to these awful measures. Nobody liked this. I didn't like it either, Pat, or none of us did. And
but the science at the time was educated guesswork, really, wasn't it?
It certainly was in the early weeks, and science became more refined as it went through. And then we had the vaccine, and we had one of the highest vaccination rates. Congratulations in the world for that. Our debt rate coming out of COVID, and I want to be very careful in this, because each debt was devastating for a family, but the actions taken collectively by the people of Ireland ensured that pro rata, we had half the debts of our counterparts in Britain. That's something. We avoided double a catastrophe. A lot more has to be learned from this. We had the Spanish flu in 1918. We did
Let's start with the last three years first. Eoghan O'Riordan, what kind of a model of public inquiry do you think would suit into this?
I think we want something that we're going to learn from, but I think we need to look back and just remember, I was in this studio, well, not this studio, but a similar studio, where there was a discussion about what happened about the Public Accounts Committee and 38 million that was wasted on PPE. And I was flabbergasted really about the lack of memory of what it was like in those early days with body bags being piled high in Italy, and we didn't know what we were dealing with. So if there was 38 million misspent on PPE, it was done for the right reasons, if you like, if it was an expensive mistake. So I think we need to be sure that we learn from what has happened. If there was mistakes made, as Pater has alluded to it, that we need to get to the bottom of that. But certainly if and when the next pandemic comes along, we need to learn to be able to tackle it better. But I think people need to just cast their minds back as to what it was like 3 years ago when we actually didn't know what we're dealing with, and those images from Italy that frightened the entire country.
I think Gabby was right, there was very little opposition to it, but we did aim to oppose a lot of the decisions that the government made. So for example, the closure of cancer services at the time, the closure of mental health services in heart disease and stroke. I had skin in the game to a certain extent at the time, in that I had skin cancer at the start of COVID, and I experienced some level of delay. Thankfully, it wasn't very long and I got treated. But the point was, I could see that waiting lists for people with cancer to see somebody went from 2 years to 6 years. That, you know, breast check and cervical check stopped. And right now, we have a very high level of excess deaths happening. We've actually got the fourth highest level of excess deaths happening in the whole of Europe.
So what's the right model of an expert group? Because Martin Cormacan, the member of NPHET who has come out as a somewhat dissenting voice, thinks that actually the closure of nursing homes, unlike what you're saying there, the closure of nursing homes was the wrong approach. He thinks it was a cruel approach. And he was also in favour of mandatory vaccination in the paper he gave. So there were a lot of differing opinions on NPHET. What we got was consensus.
But what I would say is this country was an outlier in terms of the severity of our lockdowns, the length of time we closed our schools. You know, we were the only country, for example, in the whole of Europe that actually closed building sites completely. The country with probably the worst housing crisis in the whole of Europe, we were the only country that actually closed building sites completely. So we were an outlier. We did things differently than what most European countries attended to.
Did you call at the time for building sites to reopen?
We did. We were on record at the time saying we should not close building sites down. If two or three builders are out in the middle of the open air and they are laying blocks, they
should. One voice at a time, Cathal Crowe, you already asked a question. Eoghan O'Riordan first.
Well, I mean, look, it's very easy in retrospect to say that, but which of us is the expert when it comes to these things? If the medical experts who are experts in this field, who have studied this nature of these diseases, are saying you have to close down the building sites, who are any of us in politics to say, I know it's fine, and then the consequence for that, if you get that decision wrong, is death. So you're going to be very, very careful about it. So I can appreciate the frustration as mistakes that were made, and we're going to have an inquiry around it. But I mean, we have to remember what it was like.
Is it correct that somebody who's a public health expert made a decision 3 years ago, and as a result, it went wrong, and now they're going to lose their job as a result of it.
It'll put fear into our best and brightest health experts if there's going to be some kind of a sale in which
We're going to have to leave it there, because I just want to get to one line that's into us before we go. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has expressed his shock regarding the fire at Wexford General Hospital and paid tribute to the emergency services and other personnel who continue to battle the outbreak. He described it as a terrible incident, striking the heart of a community in Wexford.